pleased to be joined by the pride of Philadelphia, the pride of the Haverford School, none other than NFL Network's Mike Mayock, also Eagles preseason analyst. So, Mike, let's go through some of the key positions for the Eagles in terms of the upcoming draft. And we'll start, everyone talks about quarterback. Yep. And, of course, everyone's debating the big names at the top, Jared Goff, Paxton Lynch, Carson Wentz. Who are some maybe of the mid-round, those Kirk Cousins development-type quarterbacks? Who the Eagles might, Doug Peterson might want to say, I'm going to bring this guy in, let him learn for a couple of years, and develop into a potential NFL starter.
I think there are five or six of those guys this year, which is a bigger number than usual. And because of Kirk Cousins' success, that's what a lot of GMs are asking right now. And in that group, I would put Dak Prescott from Mississippi State, Jeff Driskel from La Tech, Kevin Hogan from Stanford, I think Kessler from USC. There are four names right there that I think a lot of guys are talking about, maybe even Jacoby Brissett from North Carolina State. They all bring a little something different to the table. And when you're a mid-round quarterback, what typically happens is a quarterback coach or a head coach falls in love with you for some reason. Maybe your mental agility is better than other people. Maybe you've got big-time arm that has some upside that you feel like he can develop a technique. But you're a mid-round pick for a reason, but typically coaches fall in love with a particular flavor.
Prescott is your number five quarterback. A little bit of a surprise when you look at other analysts. What do you like about Prescott maybe more than other people?
Well, the funny thing is the first two tapes I watched were Alabama and Ole Miss, and they were awful, okay? And it wasn't fair to the kid because his offensive line couldn't protect him and his wide receivers couldn't uncover. So then I went to the next tape, which is their bowl game against North Carolina State, and what I saw was a quarterback that could get the ball down the field. He could throw intermediate and deep. When he had time, he had some accuracy, and he also was a good enough athlete to get out of trouble when he needs to. So I look at him as a fairly raw quarterback prospect that could go fourth, fifth, sixth round, but if I was a quarterback coach, I'd like an opportunity to try to develop him.
You mentioned offensive line and protecting the quarterback, and that's been a subject of debate in Philadelphia for quite some time. Jason Peters expected to be back at left tackle. They signed Lane Johnson to a long-term deal. Who do you think they could maybe target as a tackle that maybe doesn't come in and play in 2016, but someone they could develop for down the road?
Well, it depends what round you're talking about. You know, if the quarterback situation's resolved and they don't have to use a quarterback at 13 or you're looking at an offensive lineman, if so, I really like the Conklin kid from Michigan State. I think ultimately if you're thinking big picture, what general managers have to do, Conklin could plug in on right side, Lane Johnson to the left side because Jason Peters is nearing the end of his career. So in the first round, I really like that kid as a fit for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles don't have a second-round pick. I would be looking in the third round. I think they have to pick two or three offensive linemen. I don't think this is a one-shot deal for them. They've got to get younger and more athletic in the offensive line. I'd look at some of those guards. I love the Garnett kid from Stanford who may or may not be there in the third round. And Christian Westerman is a guy that I think would fit them pretty well in the third round also.
Let's go to the defensive side of the ball. And Jim Schwartz is going to bring that attack-style defense led by the front four. And obviously they have some pieces. Fletcher Cox, an all-pro. Vinnie Curry got signed to a long-term deal. But maybe not in the first round, but someone who in the mid-rounds, maybe even from the edge or interior, who could they maybe bring in that maybe could, you know, add some depth to that front four rotation?
Well, it's interesting because Jimmy's a four-man front guy. I think they're fine right now with who they have both inside and outside as their starting four. You get into the third or fourth round, the local kid from Malvern Prep is really intriguing, and that's Carl Nassib. He's 6'6", 275 pounds, never played at Malvern, walked on at Penn State, didn't start for 4 years, and came in his fifth year and led the nation in sacks. He's a great story. He's a hard-working, tough kid. I'd love to see him in Eagles green. Kafusi from BYU is a similar kid to him, about a third or fourth round guy, developmental defensive end that could get some pressure on a quarterback. There are a couple names that I think would be intriguing at the right time.
All right, let's get to your forte, the defensive backfield. And so far in the draft process, we've heard about Jalen Ramsey being the top guy, Vernon Hargraves from Florida, Mackenzie Alexander from Clemson. Who are some of the names that fans are going to start to hear a lot about more in the coming weeks from that cornerback position in particular?
A lot of questions about Eli Apple from Ohio State. He's a junior that came out. A lot of people did not expect him to. He's got length. He's got an ability to cover and press. He's smart enough to play zone and off. There's going to be a lot of scrutiny on him. A guy I really like, who I've spent some more time on recently, is William Jackson from Houston. I think he can play press. I think he can play off. It's going to be intriguing to see where he ends up.
Last question for you, Mike. If you're in the GM's office, you're in the draft room, who's the guy that you're banging the table for? And, you know, not a top five, top ten guy, but a guy in the middle of rounds who, you know, whether you've talked to the coaches, you've talked to the scouts, you've watched the taping, you're just in love with the kid and believe that he'll be a player at the next level. Who's a guy for you there?
Two of my favorite players on tape are the slot receiver from Oklahoma, Sterling Shepard. I banged the table all day for him. And on defense, Carl Joseph, who tore his ACL at West Virginia, is my number one rated safety. He's a bullet. He flies everywhere. He's one of my favorite people I've watched in the defensive backfield in the last several years.
Philly's own Mike Mayock from the NFL Network and Eagles preseason analyst. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.